Nolte, AP claims, without evidence, Target boycotts became violent, then stealth edits story. By John Nolte on May 26, 2023. The far-left Associated Press, AP, spread conspiracy theories about Target customers behaving violently. And after it was called out for spreading this misinformation, the disgraced outlet secretly deleted its lies without noting an update or correction. The Associated Press has removed uncredited claims without telling readers, reports just the news, that Target yanked or relocated LGBTQ merchandise featured prominently in Pride Month displays in response to threats to workers and violent confrontations between customers and employees. As many are aware, Target has joined companies like Disney in the grooming of small children by prematurely exposing them to adult sexuality, homosexuality, transvestites, transsexuals, and drag queens. Any individual or corporation that launches a campaign to prematurely sexualize children is guilty of child abuse, is a threat to children, and is undoubtedly grooming them for abuse. June is now Pride Month in America, an unconscionably stupid and disgusting celebration of what 2% of the population do with their sex organs. As if that is not bad enough, corporations like Disney and Target use Pride Month as an excuse to groom children. Target is so dedicated to this degeneracy, it partnered with a Satanist. Obviously, decent and normal people believe it is wrong to have sex with children and are upset over Target's, literal, satanic grooming. This has resulted in well-deserved backlash. But because the AP is firmly on the side of groomers, it spreads lies that would make the literal Satanists at Target look like the victims here. Here is the AP's published conspiracy theory. Target removes some LGBTQ merchandise from stores ahead of June Pride Month after threats to workers, reads the fake headline. The story opens with these lies. Target is removing certain items from its stores and making other changes to its LGBTQ merchandise nationwide ahead of Pride Month, after an intense backlash from some customers, including violent confrontations with its workers. The following day, the liars at the AP changed the story. Naturally, the story is still filled with unsupported allegations, but the AP's conspiracy theories about threats and violence have been removed. But because the AP is a fake news outlet, no editor's note explains the correction. The far-left hoaxsters are choosing to pretend it never happened. The new headline reads, Target becomes latest company to suffer backlash for LGBTQ+ support, pulls some Pride Month clothing. Here is how the opening paragraph is stealthily rewritten. Since introducing this year's collection, we've experienced threats impacting our team members' sense of safety and well-being while at work, Target said in a statement Tuesday. Given these volatile circumstances, we are making adjustments to our plans, including removing items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior. As AP continued to report out the story, we were able to provide more specific examples of the incidents that took place and we updated the story accordingly, Vice President of Corporate Communications Lauren Easton told Just the News. However, when asked why no editor's note explained the correction, the AP refused to respond to Just the News inquiries. Here is how the disgraced AP describes one piece of that icky Pride Month merchandise. Tuck-friendly women's swimsuits that allow trans women who have not had gender-affirming operations to conceal their private parts. Here is the English translation. This apparel is designed for male transvestites who like to parade around as women and tuck their Johnson between their legs like Buffalo Bill. In other words, in front of the whole world, including children, Target sells and displays fetish merchandise. Target is doing business with Satanists to pervert your children into easily exploitable targets of sexual abuse. It is as simple as that. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.